Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us right now on the hotline, I'm telling you, I have known this guy for years. He probably doesn't remember who I am, but I remember back in the day, I used to watch him at Caroline. Sean, when I see you come through town anytime, I gotta see you because for some reason, I don't know, did Keenan spend extra time with you or something? Sean Wayans joining us on the hotline.
I spent a lot of time with Keenan. I mean, I'm like, you know, me and Marlon both, he like helped my parents raise us since we were little boys. So, yeah, we spent a lot of time. Like when I was, I came out here to visit him for the first time from New York as a little boy, like 9, 10, 11 years old, somewhere around that age. The first night he was going out to a club, and it was just me, Marlon, and my nephew, and he gave us an assignment, and he gave us like 4 movies. It was Monty Python, Holy Grail, Kentucky Fried the movie, Airplane, and there was one other movie, I forgot what it was, but he told me and Marlon to watch those movies and tell him what he thought was funny about it when he got home.
If more people would do that to kids today, stand-up comedy would be so much better, Sean. What's happened to stand-up today? Because your stand-up seems like, it just seems polished.
As far as stand-up goes today, I mean, there's still some really, really seriously funny guys out there doing it. So that generation is fine. The up-and-coming generation, from what I do know, is that the other guys aren't spending enough time honing their point of view. They're focusing on becoming famous.
You had fame at such an early age, and it's almost such a blessing. You've seen the way the business works. You've hung out with guys like Keenan. I'm sure you've run in the same circles as guys like, you know, the Martin Lawrences, the Eddie Murphys, and seen that brilliance up close. So you know, stand-up, half of it is timing. Well, how much is timing important to you?
Timing is super important. You know, that's rhythm. Like, trying to dance without rhythm. You know, you want to keep it natural, but there's a natural kind of rhythm to funny. Then it's your material, your observation, and your execution of those observations. And then there's the physicality of those observations after you set it up. It's like, it's just so much to it if you're really, really trying to, you know, to become a Richard Pryor or one of the other, Eddie Murphy or one of the other greats.
Well, the voice you're listening to, that of Sean Wayans, and if you get the chance, if you can make it out to Brea, I hope you can. We're giving people enough time. It's this Friday, Saturday night, so you got enough time. Pack up the wagon, pack up the car, get on the train, get on the plane, however you can
get
there.
Get on the scooter. Hey. 200,000 scooters left anywhere by a Starbucks in L.A. and ride down on the scooter.
Wait a minute. Or your publicist by horse and buggy, because she's still using a BlackBerry, apparently. So however you can get there.
Well, she actually has a really nice car. She really drives a really nice car.
Okay.
You know, some people got horrible phones and nice cars. Some people don't care about technology. I'm one of them, to be honest with you. When she said BlackBerry, I'm like, how did you get that? I want one.
Wait a minute. You have daughters now that are teenagers. Now, I'm sure they have the iPhone 10, the iPhone 10 Plus. I mean, how weird is it growing up with people in your house that know how to use stuff better than you?
It's actually easy, because now you just give it to them to fix it for you. So everything, that's like, I can't do this. Dad, what is wrong with you? You're a dinosaur. Yeah, they make fun of me, but I purposely am slow with technology because I don't want to be up on everything. I don't want alerts. I don't want to be annoyed. I miss the days of simplicity. It was just a phone and it rang. And if you didn't pick it up, that means you didn't want to be bothered. I don't want people to know that I didn't want to talk to them. Now the phone tells on you. Now you delivered. Why are you telling my business, dude?
This weekend, Brea Improv, the 24th, 25th. If they miss you this weekend, they could always go and check you out. You're always doing something. Sean, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Good talking to you, buddy.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.